It's time for a new adventure.
Welcome to Adventures in Business, a podcast dedicated to the voices of today's entrepreneurs. Adventure is not just an action, it's an attitude. We will broaden your horizons and understandings of what it's like to be a working person today, in this moment of time on this planet we call Earth.
Welcome to another episode of Adventures in Business. My name is Lisa Fisher and my co-host Amy, she's not going to be joining us today. She'll be greatly missed, but I'm super excited to introduce our guest to you today. I had the opportunity of meeting Chris, with the CEO of Dumparoo, at a networking event for the Chamber of Commerce. And I am so glad, Chris, that you took me up on the offer to come and share with our listeners who you are, what you do, why you do it. So welcome, Chris. How are you today?
Oh, great. Just happy to be here. I'm just very appreciative, you know, to be on your show, to share my story, but you know, explain to people what we do in the greater Lansing area. I'm the owner of Dumparoo, also the founder. Founded the company approximately 3 years ago. And it all started when we were doing some home renovations. And, you know, I was generating all this waste and I spent more time trying to figure out, okay, where can I take it to? You know, how can I break this down? So that took just so much time. So, you know, I was generating more waste and not really focusing on my project. So the wheel started turning, you know, then. And then I have a brother who owns a roofing company. So years prior, he would always say, hey, the dumpster business is a pretty good business to get into. And mind you, my background, you know, I've managed in various capacities at GM. So I have a process mindset, just process and systems. And so the wheels start turning and then it all, you know, and then finally I finally made a move. So I was looking for a truck at Graf Chevrolet dealership and they had a 3500 Duramax Silverado used on the lot. So this was in early 18. And so I went there, take a look at the truck and needed some maintenance. And got it for very cheap. So I bought the truck and my wife at the time was just kind of like, okay, what are you doing? And so I told her, I said, I don't know yet. So then I made a trip out to Beck's Trailer Store out in St. John's and I ended up purchasing 3 dump trailers and I brought those home and my wife really said, okay, she asked, what are you doing? Like, so I'm like, I don't know yet. So as time went along, I've never hauled anything, never, you know, trailered anything, never hooked anything up. So I tinkered around a bit and slowly but surely just people in the neighborhood started saying, hey, do you do junk removal? Can I put things in your, you know, in your dump? I got some cardboard and it kind of just took off from there. I started servicing a few customers in the Lansing area. First client we did was a clean out and hired some MSU students. And it just kind of grew from there. From then on, I trademarked the Dumparoo and got fully insured. And because I have the, you know, a management background, you know, just creating systems and processes is just secondhand nature for me. So I just really professionalized it and structured it. Some people ask me if it's a franchise, I said, no, not yet. I said, I founded the company. So yeah, so I've been in the greater Lansing area for approximately 11 years. Love the community. And one of the things we do, Lisa, is we just love to service, you know, everyone, you know, and that's, you know, we service senior citizens, you know, folks that are trying to get their home ready to sell if they have, you know, leftover items, whether it's, you know, construction debris, yard debris, recyclables, items that are donatable. We've just, you know, really, really impacted the community. We have a really good, strong brand and we, you know, we do junk removal, but we also we also do our U-Fill service. And our U-Fill service is our we drop our trailers off and you fill it up as a customer, and then we pick up and we haul it off. So yeah, so we offer a couple of services, and we got some big things coming down the pipeline as well.
Wow, that's quite the story. Going from never have hauled anything before, let alone that big old truck you bought and the trailers along with it. That's quite a feat. Where did you practice driving?
I live by a church and it has a big parking lot. And then I would sometimes I would practice in the church parking lot, but then sometimes I would go to just different parks. And then to make sure that I can back in safely and not embarrass myself, I will go to, you know, a few friends' houses so I can practice backing the trailer in. Because one thing I didn't want to do is embarrass myself, but not only that, but damage property or take out some mailboxes. So I tinkered around for a little while. Just to get comfortable just with the equipment, you know, and making sure, you know, I knew how to back it in, how to park it, et cetera.
I love that. My husband is a Jeep guy. So we go on trips and he trailers them. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't drive. You're on your own. Because I'm afraid of embarrassing myself and doing damage. So I love it.
Yes.
So Chris, you know, tell us a little bit about how your systems and processes have played a big role in the entrepreneurial spirit that you have for starting your business.
Oh, absolutely. So working for General Motors, one of my responsibilities was, you know, particularly in assembly operations, is standardized work for operators, making sure that you know, your standardized work, one, that it makes sense, that it goes in a systematic order, just making sure that you eliminate waste, whether it's, you know, walking time, whether it's you know, just different activities that takes that doesn't allow you to be efficient, to make sure that you're getting that throughput. So one of the things that I implemented with Dumperoo is when we go to jobs, and then this also benefits the customer from a pricing standpoint, is that it's similar to an assembly line. We make sure that we have somebody placed near our dump trailer when we're filling it up. And then we have, you know, usually two operators that are carrying items to that dump trailer while the person inside is organizing that material or categorizing it, whether you have recyclables, whether you have pure junk that's unsalvageable, and whether you have items that can be donated. So we make sure, because at that point, at the source of collection, at that point, we want to make sure that, one, the customer is getting the bang for their buck, but also for us, it makes it easier because we know where to take each source of waste.
I love that systems are our leverage and the efficiencies that it creates, and how you tied what you've taken from what you've learned in your leadership role and implemented into your business. I think that's a great nugget, listeners, that you can put into play. The other thing is, I'd like to hear a little bit more. Where do you take some of the donations? How do you find places like that? Because, boy, talk about social responsibility. That's awesome. You could just easily dump it all somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one thing that I think, you know, including Dumperoo, my organization, as well as other organizations, that's the challenge, you know. And, you know, a lot of experts, we talk about sustainability for the environment. I truly believe, and if you go on our website on our sustainability tab, I truly believe sustainability is not just for the environment, but it's for society. So one of the things that we're doing currently, and we're trying to enlist partners, is, you know, we have Salvation Army, we have Goodwill, the Habitat Restore, You have other church organizations where we can take stuff to. But one of the things that we're doing with our partner, our partnership network, we're trying to build it, is we're really trying to capture those smaller organizations that have those wish lists, whether it's household goods, whether it's, you know, just different household cleaning items, because some of the homes that we go to is either people that are downsizing or people that have passed and family is trying to clean out the home. And a lot of these homes have really still great items, good and still in great condition, whether it's clothing, whether it's furniture, whether it's, you know, various equipment or tooling. So what we're trying to do with our sustainability is we're not only trying to protect the environment, but we're trying to make sure that we're able to give to these organizations, and the, not just the big ones, but the smaller organizations in the community that may have a need for clothing, household items, you know, a woman's shelter. They may, you know, what they do is try to get, you know, women on their feet, you know, or people that are, you know, looking for, seeking jobs. You know, we have suits or ties that we come across. So sustainability is about, you know, improving the lives in a community as well. Those that need a hand up, right? To make sure that we're able to fulfill that. We want to make sure that we're able to touch every aspect of society just with the services we provide. So with expanding our network, it not only helps the customers, but it'll also show them, you know, when you go on our website, once we get that filled up, it'll show them like, oh, I can take these household items to this organization or to this, you know, or Salvation Army or Goodwill. We'll be able to actually show the requirements of donating, you know, their donation requirements, but also show their, you know, the items that they do take and that they need. So that's something that we're really trying to do and improve on.
Wow. And we will include your contact information in our show notes. So people that are listening that may have some of those organizations will know how to reach out to you. Yet, share with me why. Why is that piece so important to you?
So it's very important. I grew up in Port Huron, Michigan. And growing up, we were really involved in our local church. And my father, my mother worked for Department of Human Services, helping people, particularly making sure that people have food assistance, Medicaid. My father was, he was a jack of all trades. He was a construction worker. And then he worked corrections for the sheriff department. And he was a pastor. And he also own his own catering business. And everybody loves my parents. And my father, he just has a giving heart. And I would, you know, just tag along with him. And whether it was going to people's homes to give food or whether it was just tagging along, just watching how he does business and how he really communicates with people. So my background before I started at GM was I have a bachelor's in criminal justice and a master's in psychology. And my first job after college was I was a probation officer and I was a juvenile probation officer. So that was a very rewarding job because I've helped a lot of kids that come from broken homes, you know, and I've worked in a lot of other capacities for nonprofit organizations, just making sure from counseling people that, you know, have addictions. So I have a very, very broad background, but it was instilled in me at an early age to make sure that, hey, it's business is about one thing as far as the financial piece, right? But business is about social responsibility as well, fulfilling the need, filling the gap. And that's always been my mission, and it's been customer focus and just making sure that we are responsible moving forward. And I will always keep that at the forefront.
Fantastic. That was powerful. And I could pick your brain a whole lot about the probation officer for juvenile delinquents. I considered that path, but figured I'd have too many people I'd want to bring home and nurture. Didn't quite get that far, but I have a passion for our youth and helping them Absolutely. As well. So thank you. Thank you for what you have done and what you're continuing to do. I know you said you have a couple of big things that are coming out, and without unveiling anything you're not ready to unveil, what are you excited about?
Oh gosh, many things. So one of the things I'm excited about is just bringing on, and I have several job applications to go through with just applicants. So we are hiring, but I'm just excited to bring on new team members. So we're looking for, you know, operators that can drive box trucks. We're looking for people that have strong communication skills and just love working with people and take initiative. So, and then we also hire people that are not just adults, but, you know, under 18. So again, like I said before, I have that background of counseling and you know, mentoring youth. So my son is 16. He works with us. I got four sons. So actually three out of the four currently work with us. So it's just a joy. I really enjoy helping and developing the youth. So that I would say that's one of the big things is just bringing on new team members and developing them and just kind of embedding them in our culture. The other big thing is we added more trailers, so more options and sizes. One of the things we specialize in is we do the smaller trailers, the smaller dump trailers, 11 yards on down, because we, with our youth service, when we drop a trailer off, most of our customers, they're either doing a remodel or home renovation, or they're just, you know, clearing out clutter spots. So the dump trailers are very, very slick, but they're driveway friendly and they're able to fill it up. And then we also work alongside just from a timing aspect for the customer. They may need it 3 days, but hey, they may have to extend it for another, you know, 5 or 6 days. So we have that white glove approach with that service where we work with the customer hand in hand. So that's one of the big differences, but I'm excited that we were able to add some more options as far as trailer options and sizes for our customers. The third thing is that I won't divulge all the information, but eventually I will hear very, very soon, is we are going to be venturing into the residential garbage and recycling pickup. So more to come on that. It's going to be exciting. We're going to really, really change a lot of things because we feel there's a lot of opportunity to really service the customer in a way that they get more besides just a quick rolling your cart to the curb for recycling and your garbage. We see that there's just a lot of opportunity there to really, really change the game when it comes to those services.
I'll definitely be watching out for your growth and what you're doing, because it sounds like that is going to be very exciting. Again, that social responsibility and what you're doing is so important to the community, to our earth. I love it. I love it. If I asked your sons that are working for you to tell me about your workplace culture, what would they say?
I have a 16-year-old and my 13-year-old. And then I just, so Malachi, Isaiah, Zion, and Ezra. So Ezra's the baby, so he's not working with us right now. He's 9, so I haven't. Usually I bring them on when they hit the age of 11. So they know dad, right? So they know that I'm very, very, I'm tough on them, but I try to make it very fun. But my 13-year-old, he loves nature. He loves insects and bugs. So for any yard debris jobs that we do, bulk yard debris, he's just, he's just very, very eccentric, but he loves digging in the yard debris because he's just happy or just really, really excited on what he may find. So
I love it.
So that's one thing. Yeah. So, and then my 16-year-old, who's just been just my go-to guy on a lot of stuff. He started when he was 13. He's taller than me now. He's 6'1". Wow. So he's really, really, so he's just really, I mean, they are just really got a very strong work ethic. They know the mission, and it's not so much, I try to explain to them and coach them that it's just what we're doing serves a higher purpose in helping people. So they watch me, how I communicate, whether it's a senior citizen, whether it's a single mother, whether it's people that are under stress. Because one of the things is one of the things that we don't pass judgment. We are there to make sure that customer is well taken care of, to make sure they reclaim their space. Because I know I've moved several times and I know how stressful it can be when you have stuff here, stuff there, stuff downstairs. And so it's very overwhelming. So we have a very, very, not only white glove approach, but we have a gentle approach when it comes to helping customers. So I would say that's the biggest piece is when you talk about culture, just family or just, you know, team members that I bring on board, is just making sure that business can be fun, but it can also be very meaningful, particularly when you're providing the customer a great experience.
Sounds like they've got quite a legacy of that work ethic from what you shared with your parents to the role model that you are being for them, and the fact that you will be bringing on other people to work with you and embed in that culture of customer service is great. Fantastic. Are you currently reading anything or listening to anything that inspires you?
Currently right now. So I listen to, so one of the things that I got done reading, The Leadership Secrets of Colin Powell. And then also I'm reading the Advantage by Patrick Lencioni. So those are both leadership books. And as you know, Colin Powell, he just passed, I believe, maybe a year or about 1 to 2 years ago. So I usually read, you know, about individuals that have just great integrity, you know, strong character, and try to do things right. So I take that and just kind of bake it into just continue to just feed myself and to make sure that I continue to carry that on. Because one, it's bigger than me, right? So my legacy, I have sons. My wife, beautiful wife, been with her since high school. I can talk about Dumperoo, what our goals are, and you know, from a business perspective, but really it's how I see it is it's bigger than me. So when I get up every day, I make sure I always keep family, and keep things that I read or things that I listen to that I know that will help me carry Dumperoo forward beyond me is basically how I live, the values that I go by, and just making sure I get better. And as you know, we're not perfect, but just keeping everything in the forefront and just making sure that I do the best, make the best decision possible, and just keep improving myself on a daily basis.
So if you had one piece of advice to give to our listeners for growing their business, growing their nonprofit, whatever that looks like, what would that piece of advice be?
Piece of advice would be that it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. Because sometimes just as a, you know, and it's easy to fall into this trap as a entrepreneur. Somebody that's grown a business, nonprofit, is, hey, it may start out as a hobby, right? And then it's just about taking those small steps. You have to realize is that things are not going to always go at your pace. You're going to want more customers. You're going to want more. You want to increase sales. You want to offer this service, but hey, you don't have the capital to do that, or you want to offer this product. So it's a business is, it's about patience and then just don't take everything so seriously, right? Mm-hmm. It has to be fun, and you got to make it fun and enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey. And again, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And once you realize that and take a day at a time, you can work on multiple things, you know, but take those small steps. And then you'll be surprised when you go back 3 years or 5 years, like, man, I remember when I didn't have this or that, or we couldn't do this. You know, I remember when I had one employee, now we have 20, you know, so I really stress to, you know, is to really understand that it's a marathon.
You know, oftentimes we ask people if they've ever felt like thrown in the towel, if they've ever gotten bad advice, but you're just exuding positivity. And it's so hard to ask you any questions that might go down a different path because I just don't feel that from you. But have you ever thought about throwing in the towel?
No, I have not. So I tell you, so my bad, and maybe I'm different, I guess, because I played college football at Wayne State. So I've been beaten up. I've been taken through the ringer of just whether it was training. I've ran after college. I've ran ultra marathons. So I ran a 50 miler out in the middle of DNR property in Wisconsin 10 years ago. So I could say that I'm cut different, but I think just per my previous comments, when your purpose is, you know, bigger than, hey, I got to make this much money for my business, or, you know, if your focus is just on sales, you know, but there's nothing else. My family is at the center of everything that I do. So to quit, you know, what is that showing, right? I at least want to try and say I've done and be able to say I've done everything I can do. Quitting is not in my DNA. I try to just keep plugging away. And remember, one thing I fall back on is, hey, I started this business. One of the, I think it's Bob Ross, the painter. You remember Bob Ross?
Yes.
He has a saying, and I have a coffee mug of Bob Ross, of one of his quotes. And he says something along the lines of, mistakes are just happy accidents. I don't know exactly that's the exact quote, but I looked at it this morning and it just goes to show you that, hey, it's okay. If you make a mistake or you make a bad decision, you can fix it. Yeah, you might have to go back and do something over, but you can fix it. Or maybe you gotta, in business, that's how you learn. You learn. You have to learn from your mistakes. I don't know anybody that's had a clear cut. They did everything right in business, but I've embraced that. Hey, I'm going to make mistakes, but I have the fortitude and I have the insight to just keep plugging away and pushing forward.
Very good. Part of that marathon you were discussing, making mistakes. It's all part of the journey. Wow.
Absolutely.
This has been such a pleasure learning about you, learning about Dumparoo. And again, could you share with the listeners, how can they find you?
I'm a very personable. So they can call me directly at 517-657-8700. If I don't respond right away, I will call you back. You can also text that number. 517-657-8700. You can also go to our website, dumparoo.com, and you can book online and look at our services on our customer booking page. Also, feel free to send us an email at service@dumparoo.com, service@dumparoo.com if you have questions. And again, like I said, I have an open door policy, and any questions you have in regards to our services or pricing, and that's one thing, Lisa, we show our pricing on our website. Mm-hmm. So everything we do is very transparent. But definitely give me a call if you have any questions or you're curious about what items we take. I get those calls all the time. So yeah, we have open door policy and just feel free to reach out.
Fantastic. We will share that information in our show notes. Chris, it has been such a pleasure having you on our show today. And we really look forward again to watching your business and waiting for those upcoming things that you're going to be releasing. Is there any last thoughts that you have?
I'm just excited to do this podcast and you know, just being able to just to spread what we're about and, you know, and just look out for us. We're coming and we're not going anywhere. So we're going to continue to service, you know, the community and look out for our residents. So we're coming. We're not going nowhere.
You heard it, ladies and gentlemen. Watch for Dumparoo. Thank you for being on an adventure with us. If you or anybody you know would like to be a guest on our show, you can sign up at zediamedia.com. But Chris, thank you so much for being here. And we look forward to seeing you in action. Have a great day.
All right. Hey, you too. Thanks a lot, Lisa. Thank you, everyone.
Grab your passport and join Lisa and Amy as they interview a huge variety of today's professionals. You can discover Adventures in Business at zediamedia.com or find it at your favorite podcast source. If you'd like to be a guest at our show, we dare you to go to zediamedia.com. That's ZEEDIAMEDIA.com and sign up.
This is a Zedia Media production.